Lake Henry in Luxembourg playing in this one. Randy and Kerbal, you have to let me know if I'm right. Guys, how's it going?
Scott, you're doing awesome. You bet. It is Luxembourg Lake Henry. That's coming up in a matter of minutes here on KASM Radio. Earlier today, St. Martin, they defeated New Munich 2-1, 2-1. Thank you for being with us. Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM Radio. We're brought to you by Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Leo's Auto Body in Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mitchell Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Buyer Belt, the Freeport State Bank, the Greenwell Pub, John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM of Waite Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond, A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, Grove Mutual Insurance. Our ball game between Luxembourg and Lake Henry just minutes away. Kirby Hemish with our starting lineups.
Thank you, Randy. As we begin with the visitors on the scoreboard, the third seed, third spot from the third seed in the Stearns County League South. It is the Lake Henry Lakers. Their manager, Keith Leeser, leading off in right field, Adam Yeager. Batting second and catching today is Shane Campson. Batting third at first base, Carter Wessel. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Grant Ludwig. Batting fifth at shortstop, Jason Campson. Batting sixth in left field, Nick Dingman. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Matthew Leeser. He'll be hitting for the pitcher today, Trent Wendlin. Batting eighth at second base, Sam Hupfer. And batting ninth in center field, number 22, Weston Brinkman. Again, Yeager, Campson, Wessel, Ludwig, Campson, Dingman, Leeser, Hupfer, and Brinkman. Starting nine for Keith Leeser and the Lake Henry Lakers. Top seed from the Central Valley League is Chris Knaus's Luxembourg Brewers, and leading off in center field is Luke Harn. Batting second at shortstop, Ethan Fruth. Batting third at first base, Josh Lanko. Batting fourth is their designated hitter, number 54, Reed Funenstein. Reed will be hitting for the pitcher today, JT Harn. As batting fifth is Derek Orth at third base. Batting sixth and catching, Will Beckman. Batting seventh in left field, Brady Kenning. Batting eighth in right field, Connor Clark. Batting ninth at second base, Tyler Stang. Again, Harn, Fruth, Lanko, Funenstein, Orth, Beckman, Kenning, Clark, and Stang, with JT Harn on the mound being DH'd for. Our umpires are Bryce Eggert behind the plate, Jamison Barrett on the pads with the call. It is the Glenn Carlson Award winner for the Minnesota State Amateur Hall of Fame, Randy Rostein.
Thank you, Kirby. And you bet, we're ready to go here, Luxembourg in Lake Henry. And who would have figured? Another starting left-handed pitcher, JT Harn, gets the ball today for the Luxembourg Brewers. It'll be Harn, who had a very good region and state tournament last year for Luxembourg, facing left-handed hitting, Adam Yeager.
Little drizzle gets us moving right here, Randy, and there's no waiting around anymore. If it's just the light annoying stuff, we're going to play on, I think.
You bet. Those blue skies, they continue to waver up in the west and north as Yeager tries to bunt his way on, and it's bunted foul, and 0-1 the count to Adam Yeager. Yeager, Campson, and Carter Wessel, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Lakers here this afternoon. I think we're going to go left-hander, left-hander, left-hander. Facing left-hander,
yeah.
JT Harn.
You're right.
Yeager tries to bunt again. This one put down on the first baseline, fielded by Harn, and a nice play by JT as he is able to throw out Adam Yeager by a step and a half. 1-3 in the putout.
Bunting twice in the same at-bat right there, trying to bunt for a hit twice in the same at-bat. Interesting little move.
Bring Shane Campson to the plate. Shane, the catcher for the Lakers. And JT Harn kicks and delivers. Campson will take a strike called in 0-1. Umpires from game number one just switching. Got the base umpire here, Eggert, Bryce Eggert, behind home plate. And this is followed by Shane Campson back to The backstop and 0-2, the count to Shane. The ball, it's two strikes. JT Harn kicks and delivers. Pitch a little bit outside, and the count, 1-2. 1-2. Kirby mentioned that light little drizzle that passed us by. Now we got time called by the home plate umpire. Looked like Shane wasn't set yet at home plate. Good crowd again on hand for game number two as this one fouled over our heads and out of play. Count stays 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Lake Henry, one of the surprise teams to make it to the region tournament. The subpar 500 record. Pitches low and away. And the count at 2-2.
This guy's a battler, huh?
Yes, he is. He makes pitchers work. 2-2. JT Harn comes home. And a swing and a miss. Campson's out on strikes.
No battling that. That was the old letter high heater, Randy, and he got it by him. How impressive. I mean, having never seen JT pitch last year until we got to regions and state, Randy, this guy just wowed me. His command, his ability to throw 3-4 pitches for strikes, it was a thing of beauty watching this guy work last year.
Absolutely. It's almost effortlessly he's out on the mound, gets the sign from his catcher. 1-0 the pitch to Carter Wessel. That pitch missing off the plate and 2-0. But it's like he doesn't waver out on the mound. He doesn't get stressed out by anything. It's just lean back, throw a pitch. There's a strike at the knees and 2-2. Carter Wessel, left-handed hitter, playing at first base today. So Carter was able to throw a few innings last weekend for Lake Henry. There's a swing and a miss as he chases that big nasty outside and the count 2-2.
Simple on the mound, not stomping around anywhere, right back on the rubber, toe-and-go style.
2-2. Wessel pops this one up foul and out of play. And a count at 2-2 yet. Defensively for Luxembourg, Derek Orth is over at third. At shortstop, Ethan Fruith. At second base, Tyler Stang. At first base, it's Josh Lanko as JT Harn delivers 2-2 to Wessel, and he swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Lakers in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half inning. It is a Lake Henry nothing. Luxembourg coming to bat. More baseball, region baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of used TMR mixers. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com, to see if we have the right mixer for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Randy Rodstead, Kirby Hemish back with you. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Scott Stevens, he's a man in the controls back at our sports studios this afternoon. Kirby, I don't think I can ever say that I've seen a region tournament where we've had 5 out of 6 starting pitchers for the first 3 games left-handed. Now you look at game number 4, you're probably going to see Mr. Van Beck yet.
Yeah.
Which would mean...
There's another one.
Yeah, which would mean... 6 out of 8, probably, starting pitchers were left-handed.
Left-handed tournament thus far, as we're looking at a young one here today, Mr. Wendland. He's a 2022 graduate of Painesville High School.
You bet. Defensively for the Lake Henry Lakers over at third base, it's Grant Ludwig at short for the Lakers. This afternoon, Jason Campson, second base, Sam Hupfer, and over at first base, Carter Wessel. As in the batter's box for Luxembourg, it's Luke Harn, and Luke takes a ball, 1-0 the count. It'll be Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Josh Lanko facing left-hander Trent Wentland. There's a strike called, and 1-1. Ooh. Swing and a miss by Harn, and strike two. One ball, two strikes. In left field for Lake Henry, Nick Dingman in center field. It's Weston Brinkman, and out in right field, Adam Yeager. Behind the plate, Shane Campson and Trent Wentland. Deals on 1-2 to Fruth. A swing and a foul tip at the plate. Shane Campson couldn't hang on to that, and the count stays 1-2.
Right on that ball, but Campson unable to collapse it.
1-2 pitch. That's high for ball, and 2-2. Wentland not messing around. He's getting that baseball, rearing back and firing. The 2-2. This is popped up down the third baseline. Grant Ludwig in. Almost foul ground there. I think he jumped and made the catch for the out. One down.
Little soft serve over to Ludwig at third from Harn. As each team throwing a lefty, and each team got a lot of lefties in the batting order. Fruth's a lefty. I know Orth's a lefty. Harn was a lefty. So, yeah, it's left-hander's world today here in Meyer Grove.
And it is. Pitch from Wentland, high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Wentland delivers, and this one popped up again. Grant Ludwig giving chase. He has room and foul ground. And number five, who plays position number five, makes the catch for the second out.
Keeping him a busy boy here down the third baseline in foul territory as those lefties punching that that Wendland pitch the other direction, but getting under it. Ludwig putting him away.
Josh Lanko stepping to the plate, the first baseman for the Brewers. No score if you're just joining us. Game number two this afternoon in Region 15C. As Trent Wentland delivers high for a ball to Lanko, and 1-0. This afternoon, Sartell Muskies beat Pearl Lake 10-2. 10-2 in Region 11C. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline by Lanko, and the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count.
It's a big dude.
Can I actually make it Wentland ready as Lanko pops this one up? Shallow center field, back on the grass, Campson, and Jason makes a catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Brewers. In the first, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We've got an inning in the books here. Game number two this afternoon, Lake Henry and Luxembourg scoreless. We're back in a minute.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Your dependable neighbor, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
No score after. Set the Brewers up for you defensively. It started this last inning. But over at third base, Derek Orth at short, Ethan Fruth at second base, Tyler Stang. First base, it's Josh Lanko. In left field for the Brewers, we have Connor Clark. In center field, it's Luke Harn. And out in right field, Brady Kenning. Behind the plate for the Brewers, Will Bachman. And on the mound, JT Harn. Set to face Grant Ludwig here in the second. And the first pitch to Ludwig is a strike called, 0-1. Got the sun trying to peek its way out here in Meyer Grove this afternoon. You can feel the heat from that sun yet coming after a cool start to our morning. Pitch foul back to the screen, and the count at 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Yeah, come on out to Meyer Grove. They are host to this year's Region 15 seed tournament. This is line down the right field line. That'll go foul down by the side fence, and the count stays 0-2. Last night, Richmond defeated Watkins 7-2. Earlier today, it was St. Martin defeating New Munich 2-1. JT Harn kicks and delivers. That bounces up to the plate. I don't know if that caught the catcher Beckman.
I think it got Bryce.
You think it got the home plate umpire? Okay.
I do, yeah.
I think Beckman went down on his knees and maybe a ball hopped up and got the home plate umpire. Bryce Eggert. One ball, two strikes. Kick the pitch, and that's high and away in 2-2. Kirby, did you talk to anybody about the field conditions between games?
I did not. I just, in passing, talked, seen a couple Martins. I didn't end up mentioning how the playing conditions were going.
Here's a pop-up into right field, staying back on the grass. Tyler make the catch for out number one.
Off the bat, I thought that had a little more mustard on it, thinking that in right field, Clark was going to come on and make that catch, but it kind of died on its way out there. Second baseman Stang with a nice job going out making a play.
All right, coming up to the plate, Jason Campson. Jason's shortstop for the Lakers, and a swing and a miss. Swings right over the top of that fastball from Harn, and 0-1.
Not much happening with the flag right now, Randy.
No, very still out in center field. He has the pitch a little bit low to Jason, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. The kick, the pitch by JT. This is fouled to the backstop by Jason Campson, and the count, 1-2.
What was that story we heard last year about this guy? That basically he just... all winter long, continues to just hone his craft in the basement somewhere.
Yep.
Just keeps pitching.
He's got a regimen. Pitches inside, a ball in 2-2.
It's working for him. This guy's good.
Absolutely, it is. He is top of his game right now for the Brewers. Of course, they got a nice 1-2 punch with he and Reed Funenstein. There's Campson driving this one foul. Has a few people scattering down that right field line.
Yeah, how'd you like to be Chris Knaus? You get Harn and Funenstein?
Oh, yeah, that's almost like a manager's dream, huh?
Oh. Well, today I think I'm going to throw the lefty.
Yeah. 2-2 the count. Campson keeps battling. This a foul ball down the right field line in what appears to be foul territory. It's Brady Kenning making the catch for out number one.
Second out there.
Or excuse me, out number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those right-handers to punch it that other way. Kind of seeing the inverse of that on each team. The lefties for Luxembourg fouling out down the third baseline.
Yeah.
Lake Henry's righties fouling out up the right side.
Here's Nick Dingman. And Nick will take a strike called 0-1 as the sunshine. It makes an appearance here in Meyer Grove this afternoon. 0-1 the count to Dingman. JT Harn kicks and delivers, a swing and a miss. Nice off speed there by Harn. He set Dingman up with that fastball, the pitch prior, and then this pitch, last pitch finishing down and in.
This is where it gets fun for Harn here, Randy.
0-2. Fastball called, strike three, and Dingman caught looking. That'll end the Lakers second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Inning and a half, it's Lake Henry nothing, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in a minute.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Reed Funnenstein will lead off the second inning for the Luxembourg Brewers and follows the first pitch from Trent Wetland back, and 0-1 to Funnenstein, the big tall DH for the Brewers. Pitches outside and the count, 1-1. 1-1, Wetland's pitch, a breaking ball that Funnenstein swings over the top of, and 1-2.
I think the Lakers are rethinking their black jersey choice today with the sun poking out, Randy.
They may be. Here's the 1-2. A little bit high and outside in the count. 2-2.
Got a little New York Mets feel to them. The blue and black.
Yes, it does. Funnenstein drills this to short and gloved on a dive by Jason Campson. And another highlight film catch here today in Meyer Grove. We saw a bunch of them in that first game.
Funnenstein barrels up right there, but Campson right to his right, so kind of almost a falling over as opposed to diving, but still not an easy play to make, and Jason puts it away for number one.
To bring Derek Orth to the plate, and Orth takes a strike called 0-1. Derek, the third baseman for Luxembourg, drives it over the head of Carter Wessel into right field. Connor Clark will whip it back into the infield. I'll actually make it right fielder, wrong team.
Adam Jaeger. Yeah. That's a nice swing. Veteran right there, 35 years old, I'd say. He's a nice piece of hit and just punched that one right through the right, or right over the right side.
Bring catcher, Will Beckman, to the plate. Beckman takes low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Game's first hit off of the bat of Derek Orth today. Wetland working from the stretch. Orth goes. Swing by Beckman. Foul down the third baseline. Hit and run was on. And the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1. Beckman back into the box. On deck is Brady Kenning. Trent Wetland's pitch, high and away, and 2-2.
I'm getting a breeze here through this window, but the flag's not moving in the outfield. So
there it goes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Coming in.
Just a light breeze coming in out of the north-northwest. Pitch 2, Beckman, there's a strike called, and 2-2. 2-2, 1-1 here in the second inning, no score between Lake Henry and Luxembourg. Wetland looks over to Orth at first, and the pitch, just a little bit low. Shane Campson wasn't going to move that mitt for a while. He thought his pitcher had strike 3. The count's full at 3-2.
I see Canales put Orth in motion here. Try to stay out of the double play.
3-2, 1-out, and there's ball 4. So Beckman walks.
Some good takes right there. Those are some close pitches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gotta bring Brady Kenning to the plate. Brady in left field this afternoon. Lakers looking for that double play ball. Trent Wetland trying to work out of a jam. Pitches high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. Orth leads from second. Over over at first. It's Beckman. And Wentland's pitch. Here's a ground ball past the second baseman into right field, a base hit. Yeager comes up with it. Orth is going to try to score. Throw to the plate. Ooh. It's safe. As Orth slides around the tag by Shane Campson, there was not much room between Campson's glove and Orth, but the home plate umpire had a great angle on it again. He saw it all.
35 years old, but what an athletic slide, Randy Rostein, to get around that Campson tag just outside right there. Swipe back in with the left hand. Thing of beauty right there, sliding
absolutely
into home.
Absolutely. Kenning with an RBI single, and the Brewers grab the early lead, 1-0 over Lake Henry. Still only one out. Runners at first and second, and up to the plate, Connor Clark. Bottom of the second inning. Wentland's pitch, breaking ball, strike called, 0-1.
Bryce Eckert, what a life he leads. Just, he's got his nose right on some sweet plays all day today.
First game today, he was right on where you want the umpires to be to make the call. There he had a great angle again to see the miss on the tag. Putting a bunt down the first base line, saw an odd bunt, and now that ball is called fair. As it came back, hit a little divot, came back, and then it hugged that chalk line all the way down the first baseline. And guess what? Connor Clark's going to get him an infield single.
Bunt single right there. It's wow. We'll call it a dusty bunt. I think that's what we'll dub it from now on. It starts foul, but hits a lip and comes back fair. And Wessel just waiting, begging for it to come foul, and it wasn't going to. So he had to pick it up.
Never did. Clark beat it out. So that'll load him up for Tyler Stang. With a one out and the bases loaded, and Stang takes low for a ball, 1-0. A run in for Luxembourg. They're looking for more in the second. Here's the pitch from Wentland. Stang will pop this one up, foul and out of play. And the count, 1-1.
Big spot right here. Already a run in for Lux. They're looking to add on with the bottom of the order. Wentland's got to settle in if you're pulling for Laker Blue.
1-1. Beckman over at third, Kenning at second, Clark at first. Stang will pop this one up, foul and out of play. And the count at 1-2.
Think Excuse his Uncle me. Joe's listening?
I think Uncle Joe might be listening, yes. The 1-2 pitch to Stang, drilled into left field, a base hit. It'll score the second run in the inning as everybody moves up 90 feet and Tyler Stang with an RBI single here in the second for the Brewers.
Punching that right through the left side. Solid knock right there from Tyler Stang. Just right between Ludwig and Campson. Not even an attempt for a dive or anything like that. Now you go back to the top of the order with the bases still full, Randy.
And that you mentioned Luke Heron coming to the plate. Heron popped up to third base in his first at bat. As Harn takes a strike called 0-1. And if you're Lake Henry, Kirby, you're going, even though it's the second inning, you're going, gosh, every run we give Luxembourg, it makes JT Harn that much more tough to beat. Here's a ground ball to first. Coming home is Carter Wessel. They're going to get the lead man on a force out at home plate for the second out of the inning.
Big out right there. Well executed by Wessel fielding, making sure you're setting your feet. Harn moves pretty good up that out of that lefty box, Randy. So the old 3-2-3 Herbeck to Harper to Herbeck in game 7, that wasn't going to happen right there. But nice job by Wessel making sure you get that big first out of the starter there and keeping the run off the board.
Going to bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Ethan will take a strike called an 0-1. So Connor Clark moves to third, over to second Tyler Stang on a first now Luke Harn. Here's a fly ball straightaway center field. Underneath it and making the catch for the out is center fielder Weston Brinkman, and that'll do it for the Brewers in the second inning. They come up with 2 runs in the second on 4 hits. There were no Laker errors, and the bases left loaded. We played 2 in Meyer Grove, 2-0 Luxembourg with the lead over Lake Henry. We're back after this 1 minute timeout.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. So swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Top of the third inning, and with our middle inning coverage, it's Curry Himmish.
Thanks, Runts. It is the top of the third and the bottom of the Laker order. Leeser, Hupfer, and Brinkman as Matthew steps into the batter's box. His first kick at the can against JT Harn. JT's first offering buzzed in there for a strike. Something about a two-run lead staked here. Randy, you got to come back with the first pitch heater strike, right?
Absolutely.
Good way to come right back at it as Harn gets the sign from his catcher. As the one-strike pitch, that is punched down the right field line. That's going to drop fair. Over first base, down the right field line right there. Leeser, not exactly a barrel or anything to write home about, but he's aboard at first base with the Lake Henry Lakers first hit.
Punch single for the Lakers.
Bring Sam Hupfer to the plate. Sam. 2-0 our score as the Brewers push two across on four hits and a couple walks, or a walk, last inning. As Harn works from the stretch for the first time here. JT with an eyes on Matthew. First offering to Sam Hupfer. Sam bunt attempt. Missed it. Throw back to first. Leeser picked off, but the first baseman Lanko drops the ball. Not reading the ball down was Leeser. Back pick by the catcher Beckman and taking second base on the dropped ball by Lanko. So, yeah, got him into scoring position.
Absolutely, he did.
Just like Letzi drew it up, huh? So at second base is Leeser with one strike. Harn set. JT's one strike offering. This is punched into left field. Back-to-back singles. Leeser will check in at third as quickly on it as Kenning in left. And the Lakers come swinging back as they get back-to-back singles. Runners at the corners for the nine spot, Weston Brinkman.
You know, and manager Keith Leeser is not messing around either. He's got drafty Adam Winkles warming up down the right field line.
Would you think that an error should be awarded to Lanko?
I was thinking because they gave him a base.
You can't just give a base like that. So I'm going to go with an error there on Lanko dropping that ball. Runners at the corners for Lake Hank as he first pitched to Brinkman. Weston swings through that for strike one. Because he would, if he catches the ball, it's an easy throw to second for an out. First and third for Lake Henry here. As Harn set, lefty-lefty matchup, Brinkman and Harn. JT looks over as the one-strike pitch. That's in there for a strike, and Westo's in a hole at 0-2. Lineup flips over with Adam Yeager on deck for Lake Henry, and this is four straight lefties they'll send to the plate, starting with Brinkman, then Yeager, Campson, and Wessel. So maybe music to JT's ears as he's set. His two-strike offering. Brinkman pops this one up in short left center field. Coming on is the center fielder, Luke Harn. He will give way to the left fielder, Kenning. Kenning makes the catch. Not deep enough for Matthew Leeser to tag. And a harmless fly ball for out number one off the bat of Brinkman.
JT Harn doing what he's got to do there. And, you know, you got, knowing the wind is blowing in, Kirby, nobody has hit it off the fence today or anything like that. So, as a pitcher, you almost want to say, I'm going to throw it up there and let him hit it. Give me some fly balls.
One away. Adam Yeager to the plate. Harn's going to pick over. Diving back safely at first is Sammy Hupfer. Hupfer singled to left. Leeser singled to right. They're on the corners right now for Lake Henry, trailing by two here in the top of the third inning. As the first offering to Yeager hit back to Harn. He goes to second for one. The relay back to first. Oh. Out at first base. A 1-6-3 turn. JT helps himself on a beautiful turn right there to retire Yeager 1-6-3, and that does it for the Lakers here in the third. They squander a first and third nobody out opportunity. No runs for Lake Henry on two hits. There was a Luxembourg error and one runner left on base. 2.5, 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg onto the bottom of the third. And you'll hear it in 1 minute on KASM.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Brandon Stain Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stain Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Bottom three, it is the meat of the Lux order, as that starts with Josh Lenko. He looks at a first pitch strike from Trent Wendlin. Wendlin starting his third inning on the bump for Lake Henry, as the one-strike offering will bounce up to the plate, missing low for a ball. Adam Winkles and his baby blue Farming Flame uniform continues to heat it up in the Laker pen. Draftee from Farming. Let's say... The leash is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, Lenko was the only man not to bat last inning in that two-run second.
As the 1-1 pitch, off-speed curling around. 2-1 the count. It'll be Lenko, Funnenstein, and Orth. The meaty part of the Luxembourg lineup. As this pitch popped up right side, fouling out of play. Now, Randy elected not to go into Leo country over there to park today. You're what are you, closer to Greenwald than you are
closer
to Meyer
to
Grove?
Greenwald, yeah. Yes. Down the Township Road.
Good spot for the Barley Days Parade tomorrow with your parking spot. As I'm over in the field over there. Glad to see the sun hopefully unmuddy that field as that pitch fouled at home plate by Lenko. Evening our count up at 2-2. Lake Henry and Lux, first round action. It's the third of four first-round matchups we have here. As this pitch is skied right side, this will twist foul. It will hang in the park. Wessel over for a look. Carter dives. He comes up empty. Long run for Carter, longer for Hupfer, and longest for Jaeger and Wright, and the ball drops, and Lenko gets new life.
You know, Kirby, going back to that double play that ended the top half of that inning, the third inning, J.T. Harn's play was awesome on the mound, but Ethan Fruth, as fast as he got rid of that ball, it was like bang, bang. It was so quick.
It was like a Correa-esque ball from pocket to hand. I'm not Ethan, no offense, he doesn't have the cannon of Carlos, but from out of his glove to into his hand, that was just lickety-split.
So yeah.
This pitch popped up in the infield. Speaking of shortstops, Jason Campson goes over, makes a catch behind the bag at second for out number one. That'll bring Reed Funnenstein to the plate. They got like a basketball team in the middle of this order here with Lenko and Funnenstein. I know Rito was a good hockey player, but got some big dudes. Middle of the order. First pitch from Wendlin in there for a strike as his one-strike offering, missing high for a ball to even it up at 1-1. Meyer Grove, the scene of the crime for Region 15C in 2022. They got the day games. Their second one here today. We appreciate the hospitality they have showed us here in the press box because vantage point-wise, Randy, nothing against the Jack Bell press box because I love watching games up there last year at Springer Park, but we're right on top of the game here.
We're here. We can hear the foul tip. We can hear the time being called.
2-1 pitch to Funnenstein, missing low. Runs our count to 3-1. Reed lined out to shortstop Jason Campson. His first time up. Wendland's 3-1 pitch fouled at home plate by Big Reed. That'll fill it up at 3-2. Battle for the keg between Spring Hill and El Rosa is our third of three here in Meyer Grove. That's up next. And a swing and a miss right there from Funnenstein. Wendland gets the high heater past him for out number two. That is the first strikeout for Trent Wendland. Two gone. Derek Orth to the plate. Grandstand, elbow to elbow in there, Randy, is getting out of the sun. As Orth skies this one to center, going back on it is Brinkman. Weston has a play in front of the fence, makes the catch, and a clean 1-2-3 inning for Trent Wendland as he retires the Brewer 3-4-5 hitters in orders. In order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played 3-2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the fourth in a minute on KASM.
Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Top four, Lakers will send Shane Campson, Carter Wessel, and Grant Ludwig to the dish as they get their second look at JT Harn as Harn's first offering to Shane swung through right there for strike one. That very swing Shane had put one over that 350 sign about three rows deep last Sunday in the play-in game, Randy. He's been known to run into a heater in his day.
He certainly has. He's got that nice level cut, too. Just a good swing by Shane Campson, takes that bat through the strike zone.
Comes up empty on his second hack at it right there as JT gets a couple by him. 0-2 the count. Carter Wessel, Grant Ludwig to follow. Here in the fourth for Lake Henry, they trail by a deuce at 2-0. As Harn right back, his two-strike pitch fouled at home plate by Shane. Count remains at 0-2. Well, I'm on pins and needles. How was the burger?
I didn't have one.
Oh,
no.
What's the scoop? I thought you were hungry. Oh, gotcha.
Popcorn.
Popcorn it is.
Yeah.
I like that you eat that between games because on air popcorn
that
eating.
That just don't work.
I don't think that would work
that
very
work.
Well.
No.
Much like you and me drinking up here. Just doesn't work. Some things are meant to stay off the region broadcast as the 1-2 pitch to Campson chopped foul at the first base line. Fielded by Adam Miller over at first base. Count stays at 1-2. Shane struck out. First time up, JT has three punch-outs through three complete innings thus far. Two in the first and one in the second. As Harn gets the sign from his catcher, Beckman, as he pitch just off the plate right there. Bryce Eggert showing the Lux dugout. It was outside. 2-2 the count.
See, look at Campson again, Kirby. 0-2, he was down in the count, and he's just worked himself now 2-2.
Five pitches later, he's still in there. As the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Shano's out on strikes for the second time for out number one and the fourth strikeout for JT Harn. Brewers with their white pants, got navy tops, white piping Brewers or white piping across with the navy Brewers across the chest. As Wessel steps into the batter's box, JT's first offering to Carter is cut on and missed. 0-1 the count. Awesome crowd on hand here in Meyer Grove. As the 0-1 pitch chopped right back. Oh, it's past JT. Fielded at second by Stang. Tyler's got all day as he flips over to Lenko at first 4-3 to retire Wessel. Thought Harn was going to stab that because I think I'm trained today, Randy, to assume that anything up the middle a pitcher's going to get.
They are such good fielding pitchers, the ones that we have seen so far here in this tournament.
Geislinger with a great double play last night.
Yeah.
Saw Reller with a double play. Leeser with some nice plays. As check swing right there. Speak of the devil. Fielded by guess who? The pitcher, JT Harn. He underhand flips 1-3 to retire Ludwig on the excuse me swing. And 2-3-4 hitters of Lake Henry, Campson, Wessel, and Ludwig are retired quietly in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 3.5, 2-0 in favor of Luxembourg. To the fourth, bottom half we go. Coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15 CKASM.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C Baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Bottom four we go as it starts with Will Beckman, the Brewer backstop. He fouls the first offering from Trent Wendland off the Laker backstop. Shane Campson wearing that one. One strike pitch, missing up and away. It up at 1-1. Two in the second for Lux is the difference in the game right now, as it's a 2-0 ball game. As this pitch laced up the middle for a solid knock up the gut for Will Beckman, and the Brewers get their leader on with their fifth hit of the afternoon.
Beckman, a nice addition to this Luxembourg team. Last year, DJ Krohn was their catcher. The most part of the region tournament and state tournament.
I think he caught every game.
Yeah.
Brady Koenig to the plate now. He had an RBI single his first time up. Wendland's first offering chopped, fielded by Wendland on the mound. To Campson for one. The relay back to first in time. Pitcher's doing pitcher things, Randy Rostein. 1-6-3 double play.
Yep, absolutely. That is such a big part of the game, that fielding pitcher. Creating that double play opportunity there, Kirby, is amazing.
Somewhere in the Fort Myers area, retired number by the Twins, number 28, Burt Blylev in the Hall of Famer, smiling at these pitchers fielding their position like that, Randy.
Yeah. Or even one of the newest members of the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Cott.
The kitty could field it, too.
Oh, he got gold glove many, many times.
First pitch in there for a strike to Clark. Wendland right back. That's missing down and away to even it up at 1-1. What time the Twins go today? Is it tonight?
It is tonight, yep.
Who's on the bump?
Bundy, I believe.
Pitch hit on the ground, knocked down by Ludwig at third. Grant fires, throws in time. Athletic play by Grant after the little faux pas to start. He sets himself and lasers one across the diamond. Quick inning for Wendland on the mound, pitching around the leadoff single. No runs on one hit. No Laker errors. Nobody left on base. We've played 4-2 in favor of Luxembourg. To the fifth in a minute on Chasm.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Top five in Meyer Grove. Jason Campson starts things off for the Lakers as the first offering to Campson from JT Harn. Missing low for a ball. It'll be Campson, Nick Dingman, and Matthew Leeser. trying to solve the Harn puzzle that he has wrapped so many Region 15 C hitters into the last region and change, as Campson chops that one foul at home plate, evening our count up at 1-1.
Yeah, Jason, way out in front of that pitch. Got a score update from Region 8C. They got started late over there. Piers Lakers leading Freeport 5-2 in 8C.
Was that game supposed to start at like 10?
10 o'clock this morning, so that field must have been a little more waterlogged than Meyer Grove.
Campson fouling that one into the netting or screen here in Meyer Grove, and it's 1-2 right now. Brew Crew in the field. It's Orth at third. Fruth at second, staying at second, Lanko at first. As Harn rocks and fires his 1-2 offering to Jason Campson, off-speed hit on the ground towards Ethan Fruth. Nice high hop, belt high, throw across in time, 6-3 to retire Jason Campson for out number one.
Gotta love those hops. Gotta love those hops.
Sunday hop on a Saturday afternoon.
Exactly.
No one's ever going to complain about that one. In left field for Lux, it's Brady Kenning. Center field is Luke Harn. And patrolling right is Connor Clark. Their catcher is Will Beckman. JT Harn manning the mound for this Luxembourg crew. What a run they had through a state tournament last year as Dingman looks at a ball. They ended up making the final weekend following a...
Season ended in Chaska.
It was a Friday night game.
Yep. I had that ball game.
You did. I had a fantasy football draft.
That's right.
Priorities as the 1-0 pitch that's missing up and away. Now 2-0. I listened to you the whole way, though. It was a Richmond Royals fantasy draft. Of course, we had the Region 15C game on. 2-0 the count now to Nick Dingman, who struck out looking his first time up.
Did they play Jordan? I'm trying to think.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And I believe it was lopsided.
Yeah.
2-0 pitch to Dingman's in there for a strike. I think of these guys, though, runs in that state tournament was that comeback win they had against Alexandria. They just, those first and third plays, they kept stealing, and Alex just kept giving them the bag, and they kept coming up with clutch hit after clutch hit. 2-1 pitch to Dingman, and Nick waves at that one. He's in a even up at 2-2. 2-2 the count here. 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg. Winner of this one gets the Martins, scheduled for this evening in El Rosa with a state tournament berth on the line. As swing and a miss right there. Gashouse from Harn gets past Dingman for out number two. Strikeout five for JT Harn.
You just follow JT's pitches, Kirby, and it's like in succession here, there's nothing the same. You don't see two fastballs in a row where it's just totally different for the batters right now. It's like trying to figure out what JT's coming with.
First offering, off speed, bouncing up there right there to Matthew Leeser. I think what...
He changes speeds, too.
Yeah, but with that speed change, Randy, it seems like everything's from that same arm slot, that same speed
right.
of his delivery and motion. The arm doesn't have to slow down much to get the changeup or curveball going. It comes right out of that fastball slot, and that's where, as a hitter, I remember texting Kyle Leeser last year saying, what's the scoop with this guy? Because from our vantage point, as it's a 2-0 offering to Leeser, that pitch missing outside now 3-0. From our vantage point, last year we were thinking it looked pretty hittable.
Yeah.
And we just said, so I asked Kyle, what's the scoop? He's like, well, he's got five pitches that he can throw for a strike all from the same spot. You go in there and try to hit that. It's like, oh,
true.
Well said. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike to run it to 3-1 to Matthew Leeser, who singled back to get that Laker threat going in the third when they squandered a first and third with nobody out. Harn rocks and fires, 3-1 offering. That's in there. It's not in there. Missing outside for a ball and a rare walk issued by JT Harn. Leeser reaching for the second time, and the batter will be Sam Hupfer.
Second baseman, Sam Hupfer.
Got my region stats from last year on my desktop at work, Randy. But
that's a good place for it.
Yeah, thanks. But I don't think JT had, if he had, three walks, I would be surprised in his two starts last year through regions. Two complete games.
Yeah.
Shut down the Martins, shut down the Royals, both night games. As this pitch missing for a ball to Sam Hupfer. Wind picking up a little bit right now. 1-0 the count. Leeser, not much of a lead over at first as Harn comes home, offering to Hupfer. That's in there for a strike with the off speed. 1-1 the count. Appreciate you joining us wherever you may be. Batting practice at a ballpark in Spring Hill or El Rosa. Harns 1-1 offering to Hupfer, waved at and missed by Sammy, and he's in a hole at 1 and 2. 1 and 2 the count as Harn back on the rubber. Looks into Beckman for the sign. We got two away here in the Laker fifth. 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg as the 1-2 pitch on the corner. Strike three. Hupfer out on strikes. Wave at that one or look at it. It's not going to do much with it. Six strikeout for JT Harn as he comes with something nasty on two strikes. And that does it for Lake Henry in the fifth. No runs, no hits. There were no Lux errors and one runner left on base after 4.5. 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the bottom of the fifth. And you'll hear it in a minute on your home for Region 15C.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150. Kensington Bank, member FDIC.